This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 295.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. This episode is part of a week-long sales challenge that I'm running to help you bring more money into your business. There's three main ways that you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening from September the 10th to 15th, 2018. And if you sign up for the challenge at janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you'll get a daily email in your inbox with an activity to do that's designed to help you start bringing more money into your business this week. We'll also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others who are taking part in the challenge. And there's going to be all sorts of other exciting things like prizes and leaderboards. And I'm really going to try and incentivize you to start taking action and bringing more money into your business this week. If you're listening in the future, then you still can take part in the challenge. So if you go to that same URL, so janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, you can still take part. But if it's not during the live period, then you'll just get the emails delivered to your inbox every day and you can work through it at your own pace. And depending on when you join the challenge, it may be that the Facebook group is still open. It may be that it's not. So it just depends how far in the future you're listening. Number three, if you choose to, you can just decide to take each of these podcast episodes as a standalone piece of content. I'll just give you a list of what's going to be covered over the next five episodes. So episode 295, how to prospect your leads. Episode 296, how to generate sales in your business fast. Episode 297, how to sell your products or services on social media. Episode 298, how to turn browsers into buyers. Episode 299, how to sell every day without being a pain in the ass. Now, before we get into the content, I just want to give you a quick bit of background as to why I decided to run this challenge. If you're a regular listener to the show or you follow my work, you may be thinking, well, Janet, you're a marketing and PR specialist, so why would you be running a sales challenge? Well, for me, your marketing activities should be totally tied to your sales targets and goals. And what I see in my own clients, but also in the wider community, often what I'm seeing is that people are working on marketing activities that are actually more about attracting cold leads. So cold leads might take 6 months, 9 months, 12 months for you to convert. So I'm seeing a lot of people out there who are doing things like email marketing, which is great, you do need to do it, but they're doing social media, they're posting on Facebook, they're posting on Instagram and Instagram stories, and that's all very well. And it's really great to be building up an audience, but only if you already have enough clients and customers in your business. So what I'm seeing out there is people are spending an awful lot of time on marketing activities that are really aimed to be generating a flow of leads for your business that might convert in 6-9 months time. And what I'm concerned about is that I'm seeing in my own clients, but also in the wider community, that people aren't actually doing the activities that are going to help you bring customers and clients into your business right now. And I think it's really important that you're doing all the other stuff, the email list building, the social media audience building. It's really, really important. But if you're doing that and you're not actually doing the stuff that's going to help you get clients and customers today, then you may not have a business in 6 or 9 months. That is the reality of it. So one of the things that I'm going to be introducing in my membership community, the Love Marketing community, I'm actually going to be recommending that all new members take this sales challenge so that they understand how to get customers and clients now, so that they've got that kind of reassurance, they've got that kind of peace of mind that means that then they can then start working on the longer term stuff like email list building and social media marketing, the things that are going to convert for them in 6 to 9 months time. But my concern is that if you're focusing so much on those longer term strategies, and I'll talk to you more in this series about why it can be tempting to fall into doing that, then you end up with no customers and clients at all. You're not actually doing the stuff that will bring clients and customers in and that are going to pay you money like this week or this month. So that's really what this challenge is all about. And I feel if you understand how to get customers and clients now, and you can get that peace of mind, you can get that reassurance, and that frees you up to go out and start building your funnel that's going to bring you in customers and clients for years to come. If you're working through the sales challenge, then this is day one of the challenge and you should already have an email in your inbox with today's task. If you're treating this as a piece of standalone content, then this one is all about how to prospect your sales leads. If you're struggling to make sales in your business, it's likely that you're focusing your marketing efforts on the people who are least likely to buy from you, and that's your cold leads. So that's why I think it's really, really important to go back to basics and prospect your leads. So anytime that you find in your business that you're struggling to attract customers and clients, go back and do this exercise. I promise it will help. So So I'm going to do a quick explainer now of what we mean by hot, warm and cold leads and the different marketing activities that tend to work for each of these types of leads. So your hot leads are the people who are most likely to buy from you, and they're generally the people you already have a relationship with. So your existing or previous clients, customers, your friends, your family, so people you already have a relationship with that often you've already worked with or already sold to in the past or are selling to right now. So the types of marketing activities that tend to work best with this group are the ones that people least like doing because they're the ones that make you feel a bit uncomfortable, but they're also the ones that tend to work best. So with this group, your hottest leads, then forget about sending big mass emails. Personal emails work really, really well. Personal messages on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Phone calls work really well. Letters can work well and leaflets. So anything that's personalized, anything that actually involves you doing, we often refer to these techniques as high touch selling. And I think these can be the ones that people are most resistant to doing, but actually they are the easiest. And if you ever need to bring customers and clients into your business quick, then these are the kind of strategies that tend to work. It doesn't mean that people aren't going to say no to you, even your existing customers, your favorite customers. It might be that it's just not the right time for them or it's just not the right product or service. But these are the type of people that are most likely to say yes. So if you ever find yourself stuck for customers or clients, it's these people that you need to go to first. So your warm leads are the second most likely group to buy from you. Now, these are people who are generally aware of you and they may have even expressed an interest in your services before. They might have got in touch and asked for more information. They might be people who comment on your social media posts, but until now, maybe they haven't bought anything from you or maybe they haven't bought very much from you. So these types of people tend to be your most engaged social media followers, your email list subscribers, Facebook group members, friends of friends. And you can use high touch strategies with this group as well. I think it's fine to go out to your warm leads and send them a message and say, look, I know we don't know each other very well, or I know you from the Facebook group, but I just noticed that you were interested in this, or I thought of you for this particular product or service. So those type of strategies can still work really well. But often with this group, there's still some relationship building to be done. So they still need to be nurtured. So blog posts, podcasts, webinars, really valuable social media posts, Facebook Lives, books, hearing you talk. These are the kind of strategies that tend to work for your warmer leads because they've still got a little bit of know, like and trust to build with you. So it's definitely worth bearing that in mind for your warm leads. Now your cold leads, let's make no mistake about it. These are the group that are least likely to buy from you, usually because they have no idea that you exist. They have no idea that your products or services exist. So why would they buy from you? And my concern always is, and this is really what's prompted this sales challenge, is that many of my clients or many people in my community, they focus most of their marketing efforts on these people who don't know them yet, on these people who don't know their products and services yet. And this is the hardest group to sell to. And it takes the longest time to warm this group up, which is why I always suggest if you need to get clients or customers quick, you start with your hot leads. It's really, really important. So this group still has quite a bit of relationship building to do. They've still got to build that know, like and trust with you. So they need to be nurtured, and much more so than your warm leads. So again, you can nurture them through blog posts, through podcasts, through webinars, with really valuable social media posts and Facebook Lives, books, hearing you speak, all of that kind of stuff can work really well. And there's no reason why you can't target this group with cold content. So Facebook ads or Instagram ads or LinkedIn ads or blog content. But you'll probably find that this group need to see your content maybe 6, 7, 8 times before they buy. We use Infusionsoft for our email marketing, and consistently we see that before people become a customer, they generally have to interact with me. They might do free webinars, they might download free cheat sheets, they might take part in challenges like this, and they will need to do that 6, 7, 8 times. It's just typical. That's just what we see consistently over and over again before they become a customer. So that's why it's really important that you are working with this group of people and you are working on your content to build relationships. But these are probably likely to convert maybe 6 months down the line, 9 months down the line. So if you spend all of your time on this group and you ignore your hot leads and your warm leads, then you could find that you don't really have any customers or clients. So that's why it's a bit worrying. And that's why you always need to be sort of going back to this prospecting and thinking about who your hot leads are, because they are the most likely people to buy from you. So the reason why I think a lot of small business owners fall into the trap of just targeting their cold leads is because it's uncomfortable. it can feel a bit embarrassing to go to somebody and send them a Facebook message or go and send them an Instagram message or send them a personal email. It can also feel like more hassle to do it. But actually, in the long term, it will save you time and hassle because you're going to the people who are most likely to say yes to you. A lot of people don't do this because they're frightened of rejection. It hurts much more to have a trusted client say no to you. For you know, somebody that you've worked with before and you know likes you and likes your content, that can hurt much more than somebody you don't know saying no to you. But I promise you, if you want to bring money into your business more quickly, if you want to make more money in your business overall, then that's a small price to pay. And the more you do it, the more you go to your hottest leads and the more you have those conversations with them, not only do you find it's more likely that they say yes, but it hurts less when they say no. And if you're avoiding doing those high touch strategies because you're scared of rejection and you're worried that these people are going to say no to you and it hurts more if you know them, then you are undoubtedly losing sales and losing money in your business, and you need to really move past that and get over it. So an exercise that I'd like you to do today is to prospect your leads. Now, if you're taking part in my challenge, then you'll have got a pro forma that you can use to do this exercise. If not, all you need is a pen and paper. So if you're at the gym or you're out walking the dog or you're washing up, you might need to come back and do this bit later. But this is a really simple exercise that I'd really suggest that you do every time you're doing a launch, every time you've got a new product or service, or even any time that you feel stuck and you think, oh my God, I haven't got enough money coming into my business. Go back and do this prospecting exercise. I promise you, it will refocus you every time. So what I want you to do is to draw a big circle on a piece of paper, or you can use my pro forma and you don't have to draw anything at all if you signed up to the challenge. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for this challenge, you can do now. It's janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge. I'll just say that again, janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge. You can sign up to take part live. It's happening the 10th to 15th of September 2018, or in the future, you can work through it at your own pace. So the exercise prospecting leads is this. Draw a nice big circle on your piece of paper that you've got, or you can use my pro forma. Inside that, I want you to draw another circle. And inside that circle, I want you to draw another one in the middle. So what you should have is a small circle in the middle, another one around the outside of it, and another one. And there should be enough space to write. So in the center, in that central circle, that's where you're going to jot down your hot leads. So I want you to write down a list of your hot leads. So these are probably your existing customers, people who've bought from you before. If you have a service-based business, you might actually be able to get to the nitty-gritty and put names down and start adding names of people. If you've got a product-based business and you've got more customers, you might just be talking more generically. So people who bought this product, or people who bought that product, or people who took part in this promotion or something like that. So hottest leads in the middle, jot down who they are. In the next circle, I want you to write down your warm leads. And then I want you in the outer circle to write down your cold leads. So once you've made a list of who those people are, as I say, if you've got a service-based business and you only work with a handful of clients, you might actually be able to start putting names down of people. But if you sell products and you shift a lot of units, you might be talking more generically. The next thing that I want you to start thinking about, so the next step we're going to look at over the next few days, is what kind of marketing activities might work for those particular groups. But at this stage, I just want you to think about it. The main thing I want you to do for today is just get that list down. Who are your hottest leads? Who are your warm leads? And who are your cold leads? Now, if you're taking part in the challenge live, then I would urge you to come over to the Facebook group if you want some accountability, and take a photograph of your prospecting that you've done and put it in the Facebook group. There's nothing to hold you more accountable than actually publicly saying, okay, this is what I've done, this is what I've learned, and now I'm going to act on it. And also jump over there as well if you've got any questions about prospecting your leads or anything that I've talked about in this episode. I'm going to add a link to the Facebook group in the show notes for this episode. If you don't know where to find the show notes, if you're listening on your phone, then you'll usually find them when you look at the episode, you see the artwork for the episode, and you just click underneath and you'll see all the show notes, all the links there. If you're looking on my website, you'll see them all listed there. It's like a blog post with the podcast episode, and all the notes are below. As ever, I do love hearing from you, so go over and find me on social media. So I'm over on Twitter at @Jan_Murray. I'm over on Instagram at @JanMurrayUK. You can find me on my Facebook page at @JanetMurrayUK. And if you could use the hashtag #SalesChallenge, then that will be really useful. Then I'll know that you're coming via this episode. I'd love to know how you're getting on with prospecting your leads. So in this episode 295, I showed you how to prospect your leads, and in particular, how to identify your hottest leads. In episode 296, I'm going to be looking at how you can actually find the right marketing activities for the right customers or clients. And we're going to be specifically looking at how you can target your hot leads and make sales quickly.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.